Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond!
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There's no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes, good morning to you, sir. How are you?
I'm great, Jonathan. And yourself? your blood pressure, you said, was a bit high there from listening to all that nonsense, yeah.
I've got to let it go down now because I love when you produce a movie I haven't seen. Because I would like to think I've seen most of the good ones, but this means there's a good one I haven't. It's 1996's Waiting for Guffman. Let's have a listen to a little bit of it.
The city council of Blaine gave me the responsibility of putting together a show to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Blaine. I took the whole history of the town and I squeezed it like a piece of fresh bread.
I think the one really important thing that I learned in working with Corky is that I do indeed have talent.
My booby made a kishka. She made it big and fat. My Zeta took one look at it and said, I can't eat that.
I have found here in Blaine a gold mine of talent. I think Johnny would be so perfect, don't you?
He could be the next Keanu Reeves.
We've got Ron and Sheila on board again.
Midnight at the Oasis.
Newcomer Alan Pearl.
I have a very lazy eye.
I'm in, Bill. I'm just in at the trailer. You have me completely convinced. And one of the voices there is instantly recognisable to me because I'm watching Schitt's Creek on Netflix. And it is just a joy to kind of lift you out of whatever gloom you might be in. Eugene Levy is in this. Tell us about Waiting for Guffman. What's it about?
Well, in that clip, you also heard the great Moira Rose, or Catherine O'Hara, as she is screeching Midnight at the Oasis. That was her. So it is very much in the zeitgeist of Schitt's Creek, so it's worthwhile. But Waiting for Guffman, it was a small independent film from 1996 that has become a phenomenal cult. And it's part of a body of work that includes This is Spinal Tap, because Christopher Guest, the director of this film, was Nigel Tufnell in Spinal Tap. And then you have Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, For Your Consideration, and Mascots, which is available on Netflix. But the whole point is that these are improvised comedies. And it's Christopher Guest who has carried it through. Christopher Guest is an extraordinary character because his real name is Christopher Hayden Guest, that's his full name. And he is the fifth Baron Hayden Guest. He's got a British hereditary title. And in real life, he's married to Jamie Lee Curtis. So he's quite the guy, but he plays Corky Sinclair in Waiting for Guffman, who is one of those Amdram people who takes Amdram too seriously. He's in a small town in the sense that he wears flamboyant clothes, he has flamboyant haircut, he speaks flamboyantly all the time. Everything is drama, darling. And he's a parody of himself, but he's been given the job by the town, as you heard in that little clip, of recreating a pageant that will celebrate 150 years of Blaine. But the funny thing about Blaine is that it's this little town in Missouri that should never have been. It was the guy who was leading the wagons west over to the Pacific coast. And he got the smell of salt in his nose. And he told them, we've reached the Pacific. And they set up camp. And it turned out they were still in the middle of Missouri. But they decided to stay there. And that is the reality of the town. But
It's how the best towns in America are founded, let's face it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it opens with a hilarious scene where the mayor and some of the officials are deciding what they're going to do for that year's festival. And one of the guys is a bit over zealous. And he's saying that, you know, where we have the concession stand there and we have the toilets there and we have this. Now, we have to place snipers up there and there and there, because remember how it got out of hand last year. And he's actually putting forward that they should have three snipers pointing guns at the local people who are enjoying a festival. It's just completely batty. But its heart is in the right place, and it's really wickedly funny.
Look, the scenes in this, what I like about Schitt's Creek, and it really sounds like it is a movie-length version of the type of comedy that Eugene Levy what's her name? Christopher Guest, yeah, that they're bringing into this. But what are the scenes like? I mean, you mentioned improv and Amdram. Does that bleed into how the film is actually shot?
Completely, yeah, because it's all about the rehearsals, it's about the preparation, it's about the writing of a local musical in a small town. So any town that has an Amdram should watch this and just die laughing, because even though they won't be as extreme as the characters, they will certainly see something of themselves in it. So you've got a marvellous cast like Parker Posey, you've got Bob Balaban, who I just adore, and he plays the local school music teacher who just cannot stand that Corky Sinclair, he sees that Corky has limited talent, he sees through it, but he's the odd man out because everybody thinks he's a grump and he's trying to burst everybody's bubble. But then in the middle of it, you've got Fred Willard and Catherine O'Hara doing a two-hander. And there's a key scene where Fred Willard and Catherine O'Hara, who are the local travel agents in the town, even though they admit that they have never been outside the town, and they are telling people where to go around the world, but they've never been anywhere. And then this other couple, it's Eugene Levy as the local dentist and his wife, and they go for a Chinese meal. And in the course of the Chinese meal, where they've sat down and they're improvising, because Christopher Guest rolls the camera for 10 minutes at a time, and they're improvising, and Catherine O'Hara gets incredibly drunk and abusive, and then wants to discuss the fact that the other couple are Jewish, and wants to ask the wife what it's like to be with a man who is circumcised. And then her husband, Fred Willard, decides to confess that he's actually been to the adjoining town. He did leave Blaine once, and that was to have some corrective surgery, and you're waiting for what it is, and it transpires he was having penis reduction surgery.
Bill, it's quarter to 11. You could have warned me it was coming.
Falling about laughing, but it's just everything about this film is charming. They find this local guy, Louis Arquette, Clifford Woolley, and he's an old codger, and they bring him in and make him the narrator. But he is the father of the Arquette family, Rosanna and David and Patricia. He is the actual father of them.
Okay. He's brilliant. I have to play another clip because it sounds so brilliant. This is from Waiting for Guffman, and it starts with Christopher Guest, and I think they're talking about the aforementioned Corky Sinclair.
Going to the Big Apple for the first time, you know, is such an experience. You never forget it. It stays with you for your whole life. Me, you know, right out of the Navy, you know, fresh off a destroyer, with a dance belt and a tube of chapstick, basically, you know, not really much to call my own, and then basically being slammed down for 10 or so years, you know, off Broadway, and then enough is enough, okay? I get the joke. And is that going to happen again? I don't know. I mean, and I don't want it to happen again. In my deepest of hearts, I do not want it to happen again. Mr. Guffman brings with him a reputation, something bigger than anyone in this town has ever known. And if I am to get back to New York City on my terms, I cannot deliver him a stinky product. I really have to be presenting him a package, a beautifully wrapped, glossy, sweet-smelling show.
Oh, it's just full of the wonderful pretense that makes for great watching. It's available on Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon and you're subscribed to that, it's there.
And
it's not on the Netflix.
YouTube movies have it as well for $2.99.
That's money well spent, absolutely. Bill, look, we're going to have to park it there, but what a brilliant one. Thank you so much for bringing it to our attention. Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. We'll talk to you next. You're going to find yourself at a hard effort to improve on this one next week, but I look forward to hearing what you have, Bill.
Thanks, Jonathan.